How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Taro International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit taro.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Taro team.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit Arion to get started.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for tuning in once again today. With us, as she is each and every Monday from Drake University, is our good friend Laura Kennard. She is the founder of a neat website that's out there, Des Moines Biz Mixer, dmbizmixer.com. Stuff going on in the business community. Welcome.
Thank you. There are some big stuff going on in the business community, and this is one that not everyone can attend, but you're going to be attending, and it's certainly a wonderful thing to have in Des Moines. That is the ACCE annual convention.
Yeah, this is the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. And as I understand it, over 1,000 people from the United States and foreign countries will be here. And these are Chamber of Commerce executives. I mean, we're all familiar with the Chamber of Commerce, right? And so these are individuals who have paid big money to come to Des Moines to increase their knowledge about economic development, social interaction with people, new technologies. We get to, as Des Moines Metro, showcase all of the great things that are going on here in our metro area through the Greater Des Moines Partnership, which is an affiliate organization of 23 chambers of commerce. It's the fourth largest chamber in the United States. So it really, Des Moines is punching above its weight.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is an event that usually goes to Nashville, Orlando. So that's a big deal.
With lots of extra entertainment things that you can always question. Did they come for Walt Disney, or did they come for, what did they come for? And so I think that when you look at getting an event like this, it speaks so well of just what is in the walking distance in Des Moines that's interesting, but also that it's hard to argue with it not being a model for, especially with the size of our chamber here, which is remarkable.
And I think the one thing that we need to underscore here, this is just not a one-off. I mean, this is not just an event that's going to pay dividends in people spending money in hotels, et cetera, et cetera. This is an opportunity for Des Moines to showcase what it is we have. To influential people all over the nation and in foreign countries relative to what a great place this is to come and have your event.
Absolutely. Kudos.
Yeah, kudos to the...
I think it says Ireland, Toronto, I mean, just all over. So, and, we talk a lot about entrepreneurial ecosystems, and I'm always interested in how does the chamber fit into that, but it absolutely fits into that. While maybe the focus might be on small businesses, there are definitely plenty of other members that are larger businesses. And I also think that there's an opportunity with entrepreneurs, even ones that are, working on something that potentially is going to scale, to be involved in the chamber. And I think they play a significant role in education and all sorts of things in that.
Well, in advocacy on behalf of their members.
Yeah.
I know, for example, and just to throw it out there, the Windsor Heights Chamber of Commerce, which happens to be the smallest chamber in the greater Des Moines metro, only about 36 members, are deeply involved in economic development as it pertains to the redesign of University Avenue. I mean, it is huge. And so, big or small, your Chamber of Commerce really can be an advocacy partner for communities that are seeking to do things differently. And by the way, I, just as a side note to that, Build a Better Block is part of ACCE, the Association of Chamber. So they're coming in to do a program. And I know the Windsor Heights Chamber is there as well to showcase what the redesign of University Avenue looks like as we attempt to reclaim a main street. So, so this event, and I'll shut up, but this event is really important, not just for the event itself, but long term. So anyway, it's pretty cool.
No, that's really wonderful. So that's going to be, you're going to be actually broadcasting from there.
So we're taking the show to the new Convention Center Hotel, set up down there. And I know that we're, AARP's coming by. We've got speakers from ACCE 18 are going to be there. And so it's this will be a really intense 3 days of economic development as it pertains to small to mid-sized businesses. Should be great.
I've got a gal that I think she's coming into town for this event. I know she'll be meeting with some people at the Greater Des Moines Partnership, but she has a she's an entrepreneur. I saw her pitch a couple of times, and at, most recently at Entrefest, and she has a website platform called Shop Where You Live. And so she can white label that for different chambers or different areas. And, you know, one of the things that you always participate in is Buy Local and Small Business Saturday. And the thing I always walk away feeling like is that that's like a one time a year people do the little hooray, and then they go back to not really knowing where to find the things anymore. Or, and so I really feel like there's some cool value to being able to put something together that's a turnkey thing where the chamber or a shopping area like Ingersoll or something can use that to keep people aware of what's going on and remind them to all year round and give them an easy go-to portal.
And, you know, that's one of the things, and we're just spending so much time on this, but that's one of the things that Chambers of Commerce is do and do well, advocacy of their members. So, for example, not just Shop Small Saturday once a year, but consistently bringing to the fore that importance about shopping locally. And then offering tools and ideas to local businesses how they can increase their business. And as we all know, in small business, that money stays in the community.
In the community, So the other thing that I've never talked about this before, and I thought it would be interesting to note, that there is a Westside group meeting at Gilroy's, and you're familiar with Gilroy's. Really nice. Finally, something there that seems to be done well and sticking.
We had them on as our restaurant of the week maybe 6-8 months ago.
So they're hosting, and they're doing a great job of remembering to host these kind of things because getting people to come to your place on a regular basis is so important. So this meeting, Iowa Referral Network, is what it's called. They have their West Side group meeting. It says, come and visit the group and find out how a network of local businesses can help you grow your small business. And so they do that over the noon hour every Tuesday. Every single Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah. And so I'm going to go check them out.
Yeah, do that.
Because I haven't had a chance to do that, but I wanted to mention that's something new that has been on my radar to talk about. Also coming up, we have the third Thursday Community Happy Hour. We're already coming up on the third Thursday in July, so summer is flying
by. Before you know it, the State Fair will be done.
Right. So this third Thursday, of course, they do the same thing at Gravitate Downtown, but this is the one that's focused in Valley Junction. And that's where you can come and check out what it's like to maybe get out of your own house and work somewhere else with a group of people. And then they also have a nice happy hour at 4:30 that they host. But, you know, if you go to Gravitate, they have a lineup of things that they do at both locations, educationally and just for fun, and gives you an opportunity, especially if you are an entrepreneur or a freelancer or just someone that, you know, maybe wants to have sort of a community that they can engage with. So those are some of the main things.
What, you don't have anything about the Iowa Center?
Well, so, you know, every week at the Iowa Center, we have Mondays for Monday, and we have about every month they have a Topical Tuesday, and then every Wednesday over the noon hour, you can just go there to learn what the Iowa Center has to offer. So they just had their first Friday a couple weeks ago. They also feature a woman business owner first Friday. So they have, if you go to the Iowa Center for Economic Success and look at their calendar, they have a regular track of things every week. And then periodically, like what just started last week with them was their Dream Builder, which we talked about. So that's in full swing. And if you are interested in just validating your idea and finding out what will it take to get a new idea going, you can see when their next Dream Builder will be coming up. So, and then of course we do have 1 million cups every week on Wednesdays.
Right.
So these are just some regular things. And I think it goes to the reason why Des Moines, all of these things collectively, is the reason why Des Moines is named one of the best places to start a new business.
Yeah.
A great place for young professionals.
So much going on.
So these are some of the highlights.
If ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, this is Laura Kennard, by the way. If you're listening to this and you missed our first conversation of the day, that was with Tom Rice, who's the director of the University of Iowa Des Moines program.
Yes.
And they had that big announcement, yep. You know, they're closing the AIB center after 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to sell that.
Yeah.
And we talked about funding and we talked about lots of different things. So that was a very, I thought that was
I'm going to check that out as well. And I just actually attended something there. So it's always kind of sad for me when I see that, you know, you got something and you just can't quite get it, but you know, it's a wonderful property.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it's wonderful. 17 acres for crying out loud.
Wow,
17
wowie.
Acres. But the overhead, the maintenance, and all of those things just.
Well, yeah, that's like anything. It doesn't, just even if you're given something, it costs something too.
And of course, the state legislature is guilty of underfunding our university system.
Yeah.
And so they have to make cuts in programs. So it's tough, but all the academic programs are going to remain, and they're moving down to the Papa John Center.
Oh, perfect.
It's the other program.
Well, we'll have to check that out. The other thing I was going to mention that I forgot, Home Show Expo 2018 is going to be in Clive, Iowa. So this is going to go through, starts on July 19th at around 4 o'clock on Thursday. That's probably the kickoff, and then it'll go through, I think, the whole weekend, where this is done by the Home Builders Association of Greater Des Moines. It really is a showcase of craftsmanship and new amenities and gives you some nice ideas of things.
Where are they doing that at?
I want to see what their location. It's in Clive, so it's obviously a development that's in Clive. They move that around, of course. It's going to be at Angel Park Plat 7 in Clive. So
wherever
I don't know
is.
Where Angel Park Plat 7 is. The parking will be free at Waukee High School, and they're going to do some busing from there. So no matter where
isn't that funny?
Great to get new ideas about man caves and all of these stuff.
Isn't that funny? Now, so they put the location as a plot.
A plot, yeah.
Yeah, a plot, okay. Yeah. And so, what does that tell you? People that are so close to the action, they figure that everybody's talks in that language.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but obviously not.
No, so you'll have to somehow.
Angel Plat 7?
So Plat, P-L-A-T, Plat 7 in Angel Park, which is in Clive, Iowa. So you might have to go
to. The parking's at the Waukee High School.
Yes. That makes no sense. Well, maybe that's just one of the areas that they're busing from. And so go to the 2018 Home Show Expo. They have a website, and that hopefully give you some better directions.
There you go. All right. We got to clock on out of here because it's 9 at a time. Laura, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You are so welcome.
All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller for another week and a half. He's still our producer. He is moving to Denver, of all places. Good for him. His bride got a cool job, so off he goes. The sales and marketing director for the News Hour is Aaron Libby. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is none other than Hunter Pease. That's her voice, by the way. James Goodlett is the person that created the music that you're listening to right now. For all those folks, and for Laura, and for Tom, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Take care.